Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Seekest thou the podcast, though it isn't real? If you don't believe me, seriously, what's your deal? Stories to inspire, laughter far and near, can maybe be found elsewhere, you sure won't find it here. Down, down, down this road, down the road you'll go. And before I'm told to cease and desist, sit back, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong. Hey, Arnie, I drew you this picture today.
Okay.
It's you and me, and we're holding hands, and that's the sun, and those are waves.
Okay.
And those are gremlins crawling all over.
Yeah.
And that's a giant.
Sort of violent. There's a lot of... Is all this blood? Is all the red blood?
Yeah, it's water and blood, because blood is mostly water.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
And we're mostly blood, so it's a
sure.
It's the circle of life. But I went to school today. I was bored, and we drew pictures.
Okay, great. Why did you went to school today?
Yeah, I was bored.
Huh.
I should say I went to a school.
Yeah.
I've been trying to enroll him for years.
Did you not, Chen, did you never go to school before?
I mean, I've been to a school, but I haven't, you know, I didn't go to school.
You like, you visited schools.
I've gone to schools I didn't go to school. I've been to schools I didn't, you know, didn't learn.
Sure. Well, I'm glad that you're finally getting some education.
Thank you. Yes, I learned how to draw blood and gremlins.
Yeah, good. Really useful.
And, you know, it's kind of fun. If you walk into a school as a badger with confidence,
sure.
No one says, hey, you're not supposed to be here. They just pull you up a chair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yelik. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stengis, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, and I have many other secret names. Oh, that if they were e'er to pass mine lips, you most assuredly would die from pure fright.
Hey, Usidore?
Yeah.
I painted you this picture. That's you.
Ooh.
That's me. We're holding hands. That's the sun. That's Arnie being eaten by gremlins, and that's blood.
Okay. That's so fun.
Yeah, it's watercolor.
So you learned all about gremlins today.
Mm-hmm.
And the terrible prophecy of gremlins devouring Arnie.
Yes.
What's this?
Oh, Arnie, like you haven't heard the prophecy of gremlins devouring you.
I haven't heard the prophecy of gremlins
devouring heard the prophecy. So demure.
Could have sworn I mentioned this. Yeah.
So classy.
Yeah, I came across a prophecy that said an earth man named Arnie shall be devoured by gremlins.
Huh. Well, that could be anybody.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Oh?
Don't look. Like, don't look, look. But look over there. Is that guy kind of floating off the ground?
Oh, is there a magic user in the tavern?
He is sort of floating.
He might be jumping real fast.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
That's my friend. I actually brought him here today. Umlaut, come over here, please.
Hello.
I thought he'd be a good guest.
Yes. I wasn't sure even what you looked like. I've not seen you in such a long time. allow me to introduce myself to the rodent and your other friend. I am Umlaut of Kitchendor, High Crag of the Scottish Archipelagians. I am a sorcerer with infinite finite powers. Hmm. As you can see, I am capable of flying as high as a duck.
Oh.
Sorcerer. Arnie, I think he called you a rodent.
Well, no, I think that was you. I think that was you.
Yeah, no, couldn't be. Sorcerer, great sorcerer.
Yes, a sorcerer, one who sorcerers.
Oh, okay. Is there a difference between a sorcerer and a sorcerer?
A sorcerer is more of a fine-tuned sorcerer. Sorcery itself is sort of, you know, a large, bold, wide swath of sleight of hand to actual miracles.
Right.
And I'm Chunt. I am a badger right now, but I am a shapeshifter. I have been a duck before. You're not necessarily floating, flying as high as a duck.
Well, a duck that's standing from the floor to the top of a duck's head is the height at which I can achieve maximum altitude.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Butt to bill. Yeah,
it comes in handy.
Yeah, butt to bill, ducks are about, I'd say 2.5 inches off the ground. Okay, all right. Yeah, that's...
Well, if they're lying down and their beak is pointing away from their feet, then yes. Yeah. I don't know what kind of ducks that are sliding under the door stoop of your home.
Well,
did you say your name is spelled your name is spelled Chunt?
Yes, that is how it's spelled, and it is
is pronunciation. I know that the CH is often like the word chromatograph is like a hard K. Is that how you pronounce it?
I really shouldn't. I mean, some people have, and I try to correct them, but you know what? For a new friend, go nuts.
No, I'm just wondering. I am sort of an etymologist. I care not how you pronounce it. I'm just curious, you know, the birth, of, as it were, of a word.
Yeah, it is, in my instance, it is a ch sound, and I believe that my parents named me Chunt because I was a changeling. And I was blunt, so Chunt it is. Yeah, sort of a smash-up.
You weren't a changeling, that's for sure. Yes, that makes perfect sense to me.
Sure.
By the way, if you need to know did I mention that my powers are infinite in number and finite in ability?
Oh,
wow. You alluded to it, yes. I'd love to know more about it.
Well, I don't want to brag. I mean, because they're infinite, if I just listed them all, you would all be dead by the time I finish.
That's true. Yeah.
Not I. I am mortal now. Damn.
And I should ask, return the favor, I'm also a bit of an etymologist. And how did you get your name?
Oh, well, Umlaut, which is the Scandinavian word for sideways colon. I was born with a sideways colon.
Oh, no.
And so medically they figured out that in case I was in the medical books, I pooped sideways for about 3 years of my childhood.
Huh.
And Arnie, have we ever told you about Danavia?
No.
It's a country in the far, far northwest. And it's you have to really watch yourself. So they say, Scandinavia. Watch those people. Watch, because you could get in a lot of trouble over there. So you got to scan. Keep your eyes open.
There's a whole song about it, Arnie, in Danavia. I'm not going to sing it. It's annoying.
Please, you could, though.
I won't.
Why?
I won't.
Head.
Here, I'm drinking. I'm drinking. Drinking.
So, Umlaut, you have an infinite number of powers.
Yes.
But they're all finite.
Yes, finite in that I would say people evaluate powers. So, you know, some people can change into other animals, like Sea Hunt, they can shape shift and move and turn things into magical precious metals. But most of my, okay, here's one.
I use words that I don't know the meaning of, and I know the definition of words I've never heard before. So if you throw a word at me that I've never heard before, I can actually tell you what it means, and I will also use words in sentences that you might think aren't properly placed there. Oh, also, wow. I can answer your questions before you ask them of me. But if I do, then you are obliged to then ask the actual question.
I see. Wow. Someone who changes metals, that's an alchemist, right?
Yes. Not an alchemist, which is how your parents would pronounce it.
Yes. I got to talk to my mom and dad.
Can we try the question thing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we could. Let's see.
I was just going to ask, could you? Whoa.
Albatross?
I was just going to ask, what's for supper?
Well, that's funny, because I'm also a chef, and I just cooked up albatross a l'orange, and it's over there under some cheesecloth on the bar. It looks very delicious.
I
rendered in gooseberry fat and took the teeth of a local rat that I found gnawing on my cheese larder and killed him, and then made a lovely fricassee.
Sounds delightful.
Killed the cheese larder?
Yes.
This albatross smells delicious, although, hey, there's an ancient mariner bite. Get away! It's not for you!
Arnie, he's 85 at most. Ancient?
I don't know. That mariner is ancient.
Also, how do you spell rhyme, Arnie? Because my parents spell it maybe different how you spell it.
I can't spell anything.
And a l'orange? My parents would say au l'orange. Huh.
I'll take another answer for 300, Omelette.
I was just going to say, I'd never go to France because they use consonants for no reason whatsoever at the end of every single one of their words. Their T's, their R's, their S's are all invisible acoustically. Did I mention I can turn wood to fire, ice to water, earth to mud, and air to methane?
Air to methane, come in, methane.
Arnie.
What is it, Chad?
These powers kind of suck, right? Like, if you just leave ice out, it melts.
They're not the best.
I mean, Usura could kick this guy's ass, right?
But here, you got to keep in mind, he's working in quantity, not quality.
I invoke the right of magic duel.
Ooh.
This is Arnie. This is a right. Any pub, any tavern, any bar, you can invoke the power of the right of magic duel. And two magical creatures have to sort of show their stuff, as it were.
Oh, shit.
Are you invoking the right with the sorcerer?
So I invoke the right of magic duel, and it will be Usador the Wizard. Actually, Arnie. Arnie,
what?
you never get to do anything.
I barely know any magic.
No, Arnie, you got this. Buddy, you got this. Arnie versus the sorcerer.
Oh, shit.
Let me say I've never lost a coin toss.
Okay. Heads or tails, Umlaut?
Tails.
It's tails. Whoa.
Wow. Wait, let's do it again. Just the best out of three.
Okay.
Tails.
I was just going to ask heads or tails. Whoa. Okay. It doesn't matter what the coin says. I have to give it to Uma because that was impressive.
Okay.
So Uma, you'll go first. Usador, you're steeped in magic. What's like a good opening sort of gauntlet? Like what's a good sort of opening trick or test?
Keep in mind, I know almost no magic.
Okay. Arnie, you're being... You goof. You're a goof.
I would say to give Arnie a leg up here, why don't you pull that tablecloth off of that table without knocking anything off of it?
Okay, so you both have to at some point pull the tablecloth off the table without knocking anything over. Umlaut? Since you won the coin toss by guessing I was going to toss the coin, you can choose to go first or second.
I will go first.
Oh.
All right.
I've done this before, and it's quite easy when you can hover exactly one duck height above the ground. I have much better leverage than those of you earthbound folk.
That makes sense.
He looks like what I look like in my dreams.
Okay, he's grabbing the edges.
Clear advantage for that
really
duck
thinking.
Height. Ooh, but he can't really get, with his feet not touching the ground, he can't really get any sort of, any torque.
Yes!
Whoa!
Wow, perfect. Very well done.
And I managed to get some of the wine from the goblet onto the duck.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
He did the trick and he's already cooking. Arnie, step it up.
That's impressive. Okay. All right. So wait, the cloth is already off though. So.
Oh, I'll just magic another one on. There you go.
Ooh, never heard a spell ended in R.
Okay. All right. So he had such an advantage at being a duck height above the ground. So I'll just pull this duck he prepared.
Wait,
and
Arnie.
Put it on the floor. I'll stand on it.
We're going to eat that.
All right. And pull the cloth. Ah!
Shit. Whoa, he somehow ripped his own jeans off. Arnie.
Ah.
You didn't even touch the tablecloth. You just ripped off your pants.
Okay. All right. So I think I lost that round.
Nope. It's a tie, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Arnie, I think we should take a quick break while you put on a new pair of pants.
Okay.
This is embarrassing, Umlaut. I'm so sorry. Please forgive my friend. I hope you can forgive us.
This is all right. I am a man of many mediocre skills. I am not one to judge anyone, for people have judged me my entire life. Luckily, oh. I will never grow old. So,
oh.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I'd love to hear more about not growing old right after this break.
So, Umlaut, you mentioned that you've been judged by people your whole life. What led you to get into being a sorcerer? I guess I don't know. Like, are sorcerers made or born?
Well, I was a sorcerer's apprentice, and worked my way up to a sorcerer's apprentice, and then became a sorcerer, and then became a sorcerer. I'm not good enough to be a sorcerer.
It's a very unique class of magic user. As Umlaut has mentioned, very broad but not very deep, kind of a jack of all trades.
Yes.
If all the trades were, I don't know, like tying shoes and stuff like that, I don't know.
Well, I've won a lot of money on coin tosses in my life. Help supplement my income, as it were.
Yeah, but that streak's got to come to an end. I'll bet you 100 gold coins you can't guess the flip of this coin.
All right.
All right. Call it.
Tails.
How's tails?
It's always tails for some reason.
Yeah, there's 100 gold.
Thank you. It'll pay for the albatross.
Okay, but this streak has to come to an end. I'll bet you another 100 gold that if we flip this coin, you can't guess it. I'm going to...
Usador, okay. No! What? You got a double or nothing.
You're right. Double or nothing. 200.
All right.
I'm going to flip it. Up. There we go.
Heads. Heads.
It was heads. Damn.
Please, hey. I will give you 100 of your gold pieces back to not throw any more money away towards me.
Yeah.
Okay, you're still up 200, though.
You sort of ends up spending almost all of his money every episode. It's really frustrating.
Well, you know... They say a fool and his money are soon parted, and I like to think that I'm getting out ahead of that by getting rid of my money before someone thinks I'm foolish.
Hmm.
Yeah, Arnie and I talked. We think you come from money.
Sounds like preemptive penury to me.
So Umlaut, when you were a sorcerer's apprentice,
yes.
How are these sorcerer's apprentices' apprentices? How do they treat their apprentices?
Well, let's just say it's not a wonder. It's mostly mucking stables and putting ointment on the scrotums of the equine in the barns.
Damn, jealous.
So it's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad. Yes. Sort of highs and lows, as it were, you know. But considering I was born with a sideways sphincter, I feel like I've really made something of myself.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is impressive. I hate to bring it up, Chunt. I know it's not my business, it's your business, but Chunt's had a rash on his cute little hiney lately. Is there anything you could do about that?
Well, I mean, I could always whip up a poultice. I could perhaps use some of the rendered rat fat that I used for the albatross that I brought in. We could make that and some fennel. Of course, with a little sprig of nutmeg paste. And if anyone has any expectorated mucus from their nostrils. It would act as a binder. My nose is as arid as the Sahara, so I cannot muster up, as it were.
Must be
but
nice.
If someone could hork one into my...
I can not only hork one, I can hork two.
I have a whole jar upstairs if we need more.
Oh, you're a saver, are you?
Oh, yeah. Hoarder. Oh, yeah. I got all sorts of crazy crap up there.
I wish I had the ability to save my horks and mucus. It would really make for much better poultices. I always have to find some sort of unction or balm or salve, and those are not always easy to find.
Now, Umlaut, I noticed you took something out of your satchel and you're smacking it or spanking it. Is that mint?
Yes, this is a sprig of mint. Wow. I do that to just slightly... make a sort of an antiseptic upon my fingers before I mix the poultice, which I'm going to be applying, and some honey. I'm a bit of a layperson, apiarian, a keeper of bees, as it were.
Oh. Ooh.
Yes. Wow. You know, bees have the sweetest vomit of all creatures on this planet.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, it's their vomit we're eating?
Yes, and the clownfish in the ocean has the treacliest, sweetest of all the biles.
Wow, you'd never
know. You know what that reminds
their
me?
Their poop.
What about poop?
Their poop, bile. Their poop is sweet, sweet, almost as sweet as honey.
Huh. Oh, must be all those pies in the face.
Yes, but you have to taste it not in the ocean, because the saltiness of the ocean really cuts into the sweetness of the clownfish poop.
Sure. Yeah. Wow, I didn't know you were such an Epicurean. Like, you are really...
Oh, yes,
Look at him go. He's really working that. He's basting the duck at the same time he's making the poultice.
Wow. I'm not much of an Epicurean, but I am Epicurious, so I'm really enjoying all of this.
It is quite a journey, I will say.
Do we have any, I don't want to be greedy, but just all this spanking of mint has made me so hungry. Are there any sides, Umlaut?
Well, yes. They're in my satchel that I left by the door. I wasn't sure if I would be checked. Yes, I have some parsnips braised with onions and leeks and pigeon urine. And I have a bag of snails. Still alive.
Do you mind if I ask, what is the flavor profile of the pigeon urine?
Well, it's not sweet, like a clownfish poo or honey vomit. But I would say it's somewhere between a rutabaga and cayenne pepper.
Arnie, I don't want to blow your mind right now, but you've actually had pigeon urine.
What?
I didn't want to scare you off when I made it, so I called it squab piss, and you couldn't get enough squab piss. Just by changing the name, you really took to it.
Oh, I'm just a big squab fan.
Now, all of this bee talk has got me thinking. We don't really try enough vomit. You know, we're saying that bees have the sweetest vomit, and I don't mean to be contrarian, but how do we know they have the sweetest vomit? Are we trying enough vomit? That's my new goal.
Well... You know, I hate to be a contrarian myself, but you made a declarative statement saying none of us try the vomit. I have to say au contraire, my friend. Oh. I have traveled the world from pole to pole, from the equator to the cold nipples of the north and the south, and I have tasted almost every vomit, sometimes for survival, sometimes just for Epicurean curiosity. And it's not always easy. Yes, there will be a snow fox that leaves its cack right there after trying to eat a penguin. But sometimes you have to wrestle a creature to the ground and work its epiglottis with your fingers to get at the sweet nectar of its tummy.
Yeah. So when you see an animal, you're like, fuck, I haven't had that animal's vomit. I gotta get in there.
Well, I don't use all the profanity that some people use.
Yeah, Arnie, really, get it together.
What the fuck, dude?
Sorry, do you say fetch?
That's how his parents would say it, fudge.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's what my parents did. What the fudge are you doing? Where the fudge have you been?
I pay close attention. I'm a man for details. I have an infinite number of days to do my infinite but finite powers. I told you, I will never grow old. I have a special power that I can cast a little youth spell at the end of every day, and that youth spell allows me to be the age I was the day before.
Oh.
Sadly, I did not find out this power until I was 84.
Yeah. No way to figure out how much that is.
Wait, so it makes you the age you were the day before. So if you're going to bed at night, you wake up the same age you woke up the morning, in the morning, that same day?
But I age a day, and then it's like setting my biological clock back one day, and then I live that day. So I am stuck on this day. Sadly, I did not know I had this power until, yes, the age of 84.
Wow, yes. It's a real Circavian Swamp Hogs Day situation. Arnie, have we ever told you about Circavian Swamp Hogs Day?
No. Sounds like almost a genre unto itself.
If a Circavian Swamp Hog comes out of its swamp and eats a shadow, I don't know the rest of it.
Run.
If he comes out of the swamp and he eats a shadow, the Ice Queen arises and creates another ice age.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So you don't want that.
I hate to interrupt, but a Circadian swamp hog's vomit tastes like garlic.
Wow. Oh.
Well, see, that one's got to rank pretty high. It's still not as good as honey. But
it's one of the only vomits you will ever want to put over pasta.
Okay.
Great.
Wait, look at that. Umat just bent over the duck to glaze it again. And look at the metal around his neck. It slipped out. Mr. Scarf Barf? First place?
Well, I usually keep that duck in. I don't like to wear my achievements and accomplishments on shiny shelves or on my breastplate. But yes, I was Mr. Barf Scarf.
Wow, yes. I've never met a Mr. Barf Scarf. Arnie, Mr. Barf Scarf is like the biggest deal.
Huh. I've never heard of him.
Well, it's an eating competition. It's held annually on a little island, Connie Island. And people come from all over Foon to compete to see who can eat the most barf.
Jimmy Walnut was doing great for a long time. And then he finally had to pass. And
Pass away?
No, he just someone gave him some food and he's like, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pass.
So, is a barf eating competition, I can imagine there just have to be a lot of complicating factors to a competition like that.
You know, on a wager, as it were, a man who owed me a huge fortune from coin toss wageries, to try and earn it back, he asked me to enter the barf scarf or scarf or barf. Depending on where you're from, they call it both things. Mm-hmm. Some people put the adjective before the noun, and either way, they both can be a noun. One is a beautiful thing to wrap around your neck when you're cold. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. So I only entered it once. I don't enjoy the barf for quantity. I enjoy the many myriad of the prism, as it were, of colors and flavors that come from the wild kingdom. From sea to shore to sky.
Mm-hmm. You're like, this is just too much barf.
Yes.
Too much of a good thing.
Yes.
Now see, Arnie, you and Chunt have really zoned in on this barf thing. I was really zoned in on the I can stay the same age forever thing. That seems like super useful, and maybe we should learn that.
There's creams for that.
No?
Well, the wisdom of a wizard is always going to outdo that of a mispronounced rodent. I'm sorry, is badger a rodent?
Hey, fuck you.
All right.
Now, Umlaut, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't believe Arnie and Chunt always think of me as a wise sort of character. They are mistaken, of course. I'm one of the greatest and most powerful wizards in all of Foon, and someday I shall step up. And I shall defeat those other wizards who have taken such a dark turn. And I shall make sure food is safe for all the little children and all of the peoples. And
he goes on
also
like this.
Say that Usador did deliver us from evil.
I'm impressed that he actually manages to keep doing that monologue when he walks off to urinate in the lavatory.
I know. I mean, it is impressive.
Sorry, I'll be right back.
Someone walked in on him there once. And ever since then, he has the monologue every time he's in the bathroom.
I think he also makes a really weird noise when he pees.
Oh, I guess it would be to cover it acoustically. Yes, well, believe me, I've made sounds. I mentioned several times my sideways sphincter.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So when you say, and you know, I feel like normally I would have jumped on that question immediately, but I've waited about halfway through the episode to sort of ask this. The sideways sphincter... Was it on the side of your body, or was it just tilted sideways in the normal spot?
Let's just say it was sideways in the crevasse. Let's say you are up on a glacier. And normally where you'd put the ladder to not fall into the crevasse is going the different direction. And at a different angle.
I see. So it's always a rim shot, basically.
So let's say if you had to do your business in an emergency out somewhere in the field, you would possibly just sort of squat, spread your legs, and down everything would go. Well, mine would not go down. It would go more at a sort of a 40-degree angle upward into the air.
Oh, God.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
And we should say... just because you both have something in common, which is unique defecation, Arnie poops standing up.
I on occasion poop standing up. It's just a thing. It's just a thing of mine.
Convenience.
Well,
in case you need to break into a sprint, I guess.
Yes, it was impossible for me to aim at anything back then, in my early baby years, especially when it was shooting up past behind me over my head.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask, this is a weird transition, but can I ask, Umlaut, what are sorcerer circles, social circles like?
Well, sorcerer circles are, I think that sorcerers are like everyone else in their own way. Some of them are bitter. I like to describe them as holes surrounded by ass. And then there's others who are very compelling and don't brag too much about their skills or lack thereof. I would say I have a very diverse set of skills, though they tend to be finite and middling, as it were. Uh-huh. But I don't care that I'm not going to be an amazing sorcerer. But others, need to make the best out of their one thing and talk about it all the time. That's why I wear my Barfin scarf medallion down under my doublet.
Yeah. It doesn't define you. It's not all of who you are. Yeah.
Nope.
I'm back. You guys, you didn't hear me in there, did you?
What's this?
You didn't hear what I did in there.
Where? Where were you?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. I just wondered, I couldn't help but wonder, you have these infinite but yet finite skills. Has anyone ever kidnapped your daughter?
Well, I have four children, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Tim.
Oh, okay.
Tim is the last one.
Tim, yes.
Okay. How do you spell that?
Thyme.
Hmm.
Yeah, Tim.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what my parents would say. They'd say, you're home. It's about Tim. And I'd be like, what about Tim? And you're like, your Uncle Tim, he passed away.
Oh, it's always about Tim.
Yeah.
It is about Tim.
So have any of your children ever been abducted?
I just wondered with your specific set of skills.
You mean to hostage and make me use my skills for the purpose of their nefarious needs?
Yeah, just curious.
Well, there was a time that someone thought that I might be able to steal something for them that required someone to not leave any footprints going across the courtyard of a palace. And because I can, hover, fly. People call it hovering, but it's flying.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Man. Whatever.
No,
whatever
not you.
Need.
I'm just, okay. I am a little bitter from time to time at people judging so much.
At least you're not getting bitterer.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
Sir, I gotta say, I'm really proud of you today, because typically, anytime you just say sorcerer, it comes out sorcerer. So I'm just really proud that you're not, you're looking at me like this is something you didn't know. Never mind, joke day.
The way I speak is perfectly clear. When I say sorcerer, then you know that I'm talking about a sorcerer, and when I'm talking about a sorcerer, you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break. I'm furious.
So, Umlaut,
Yes. Yes.
Always the sorcerer, never the sorcerer. Is there a way for you to sort of, how do I put this politely? Is there a way for you to achieve sorcererness? To drop the R's?
Because my powers are finite, let's say there's just not enough special sauce. I am sort of in the mortal realm as opposed to, half man, half god. What are those called? What are those called?
Oh, demigod?
Demigods. I'm never going to be a demigod. I'm just going to be a mortal who can, fly. a duck's height above
the
ground, the terra firma, and all these other wonderful things. Like I said, I can turn wood to fire.
Oh, I wanted to ask about that. I'd love to learn how you do that.
Well, I take a piece of wood and...
Let me write this down.
Yes. It requires several things. I can either take it somewhere where there's already fire.
Then
hold it there for a little while. Patience is a virtue when this is... Because it does, it's not instantly going to be fire. Yeah. And then fire.
And is there some sort of incantation that goes along with that, or you just hold it there?
Just patience. It's just patience. I could make up an incantation to impress the people around me. Even more so if they can't see the actual fire I'm holding the stick to, like it's behind a wall.
Right.
Then it's really impressive. Yeah.
So sometimes you should impress people by doing things behind a wall.
Sometimes you need favors, and if they think you have special skills other than guessing a coin and flying, you know, a foot and a boot above the ground, then, you know, you do what you do. I live hand to mouth to vomit, you know.
That reminds me. I'm going to flip this coin. Call it.
Heads.
Damn it. There's another 100 gold.
No, you don't have to pay me. It makes me sad to even pover someone who's a wizard.
Usador, stop giving away your money.
It's not right. I will have money. The resources come to me like a river. They start at one end, and wherever I stand, something will be scooped up into my bounty, whether it be a fish, whether it be a crab, whether it be a rabbit who was drowned upriver. I will always have something. I don't need your wizardly money. I am a mild and humble sorcerer.
Arnie,
I do shadow puppets.
You do shadow puppets?
Wow.
Yes, I forgot to tell you that. I do shadow puppets.
Show.
All right.
Let me blow out some candles.
I'll start off slow, just with one. This one's sort of rudimentary. If you could turn the mirror of the little candle sconce towards my hand against, and I'll hold it up toward the wall behind us.
Okay.
And this one I call Medusa strangling a python on the back of an elephant. Here we go.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Vivid. I know. The fangs are very detailed, aren't they? Yes, thank you.
Wow.
Everyone shut up. We're watching shadow puppets. Sorry.
I learned that when I was a sorcerer's apprentice.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, they were making so much noise in the bar, it just made me angry.
Yes, I can concentrate, even with the noisiest of people in the urinals.
Mm. What was that about me?
Nothing, no. He was
I'm sure. No, different urinal.
Because the noises I make in the urinal are very normal.
Yeah, believe me, no one has to defend themselves about alimentary sounds.
Okay.
Okay, would you like another shadow puppet?
Yes, oh, that'd be wonderful.
I'd lull you all into a state of narcoleptic splendor. Maybe it's just the mead. All right, this next one, and again, this one's sort of rudimentary.
Ooh.
Okay,
an umlaut?
Yes?
Do the voices.
The voices, all right, well, okay. I guess I'm going to have to figure out what the voice of a trebuchet sounds like. all right. Okay, I will do the Etruscans moving their trebuchet up to a fiery volcano to kill the Perseus mammoths. Here we go. All right.
Wow. Trebuchet.
Etruscans.
Trebuchet.
Projectile. Elephants running down the hill.
Oh, that's incredible.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is more detailed and vivacious than what you see in real life with your naked eye. This is incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of my skills. I have some horrible arthritis and very long fingernails, and that gives me a very huge shadow puppet vocabulary.
Oh, yeah, now that I'm looking, your hands are kind of just constantly in the shape of a trebuchet and a Medusa riding an elephant.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's why I said these were the rudimentary ones.
Yeah.
Here's one. This one's a little bit more difficult. And a bunny rabbit. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Is that the same bunny rabbit that was drowned in the river?
Drowned?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I assume that that bunny rabbit had a horrible calamity. He had...
Ran afoul of the bunny mafia?
Well, let's just say one of his ears had been sliced and his trachea had been perforated. And I know that none of his actual smaller enemies would have been able to create those kind of wounds.
Right, right, right.
Oh, must have been a bigger enemy. The buddy must have, like, dressed up as, like, a woman and tricked a hunter or something.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And, like, used its hand under its hair to be like, la, la, la,
what?
La,
Arnie, what are you right? talking about? We couldn't possibly know that information.
I don't know.
Sorry about that. Umat, should we... I am so sorry this duck, Olorange, has been... Or, as my parents would say, Olorange. This duck smells so good. Do you mind if we kind of tuck in?
Wait, 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 hold on. Can we eat this duck right now? Is it duck season?
There are several seasons. Some people, if you want to argue, because it is the year of the Lapus, would say that it is rabbit season.
I'm pretty sure it's duck season.
Well, it's, you know, some people say... Mallard and Drake. Other people say hare and jackrabbit season.
I don't know. Some people say wabbit season.
What are you talking
about? Who says that?
What? Some people.
My parents. Yeah, my parents do.
If
I
they
want
to kill a wabbit.
Yeah, you're right.
A sorcerer's apprentice that I worked with long ago had a bit of a cleft palate where his under tongue was attached to his uvula. And so he had a hard time saying the letter R. And it would come out in a W. So I can concur and I completely sympathize with your pronunciation of rabbit.
Wow. And Umat, what would he call you? Not your name, but your sort of status, your sort of...
He was one as well. He would call himself a sorcerer.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
And before
Arnie,
that...
Did we get that?
Before that, I was a sorcerer. Because with each ascension towards sorcerer, you lose a woo.
Oh, I see.
Right, yeah. Right. That makes sense.
So, Umlan, you said you have four kids. Is there a special someone in your life? Like, do you have a wife or...
I do. My wife she has true magic powers. My wife is an actual card-carrying witch. They're forced in our region to carry a card.
Mm.
Not that she wants to, but, you know, you have to show your card, witch card, if you're asked for it. And yes, and she has many powers. Many powers. I'm not jealous because I get to take advantage of being married to a witch.
What are some of your wife's powers?
Well, she has the power to ruin a man's life. That is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she often does.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I am not that man. She is very sweet to me, but she has ruined the lives of many men who cast aspersions upon her or insinuated that she was, in fact, flammable and so on and so on.
Well, good for her then. If they assume she's flammable or in some other way try to disrespect her, she has every right to fight back. How dare they make her carry a card? Why can't she just be like all the rest of us? I shall go forth, and I shall fight for witch's rights from this moment on.
He's got to use the restroom again, I think.
I gotta go to
he's,
the,
he's
I
off
go.
To lav. Yes.
I've heard it before when he goes to the bathroom. His pee screams. That's all it is.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like screaming. Yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah. That's all it is. But don't tell him I told you. Like, if that's cool, just don't tell him.
Like I said, I never judge anyone with any type of dysfunction of their alimentary canals.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, my sphincter whistled like a balloon being pinched with a lot of air coming out of it.
But I heard him once and I came running in and I was like, what's going on? I thought he was like passing a stone, but it was his pee, but yeah. Arnie, what's your weird picadillo?
We all have
weird penis or piss
what's
or butt
this?
Picadillos. We all, when we go number one or number two or number three through eight, we all have little picadillos. What's yours?
I don't mean my digestive system isn't great. I don't know. I don't have like any interesting versions of it. But just not the best. Just a mess all the time.
I'm a little confused. May I interject?
Of course.
Is a picadillo, is that a cross between a picador at a bullfight in Spain and an armadillo?
Yeah. You know him?
I was just curious. The etymologist in me came flying out.
Yeah. So yeah, it is a portmanteau, or as my parents say, a portmanteau. But yeah, armadillos are one of the most promiscuous animals, so they breed nonstop and they're creating all kinds of different, all kinds of different sort of concoctions. There's new species made every day because these armadillos can't stop fucking.
And their vomit tastes like fennel and orange rind.
Ooh, I would say star anise, but I think we're saying the same thing.
I think I have turned someone into a bit of a vomit epicure.
I guess so. I heard fennel is good for salt burn.
And sorry, I say star anise. My parents say star anise, but...
You say potato.
I say star anise. Well, Umlaut, yes. Now would we be able to taste the duck? I mean, it's just... It's
yes.
So...
Yes, you've been so fixated on the duck since I was working on that during the magic of the pulling the tablecloth that we've completely neglected the albatross that I prepared, and it's probably too cold to really. It's such a tough gamey bird that if you don't eat it hot out of the kiln, it's not gonna cook well, cut well.
Nerds. Well, it looked at some point when you first started cooking it, it looked. So tender, like the bones were literally falling off the meat.
Yes. I like to put the bones on the outside of the carcass once I serve it so that the bones can, in fact, fall off the meat. Because it seems too confusing if the meat falls off the bones. Which is, it's an old French technique I learned when I was in France, working under the great sorcerer, Jean-Claude Pierre-Louis Jeanson-Père.
Ooh, that's very impressive.
Yes.
I'm going to write this down in case I ever meet him and study under him. Could you, that name one more time?
Jean-Claude Lou Jean-Jacques Loubater. I say it different every time because he doesn't want anyone to actually know his name perfectly. Ooh, it's a bit of a mystery. It's like one of those little puzzles where you turn the rings and the symbols will open. The Egyptians had them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, it's like, it's sort of like my friend Jenny Sequa. She just has a little something to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arnie, have I introduced you to Jenny Sequa?
I don't think so.
She's just a little bundle of joy. She's a baby, but she's a talking baby, and there's a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look who's talking.
What may I ask what it is about her that you like so much?
I feel like it's lost in translation. I feel like there's just something, this sort of like air about her. It's almost like her personality is hovering 2 inches off the floor. No offense, but it's just like she sort of glows and she just, she finds everyone so interesting, and that's interesting to me. So
yeah,
I don't
she
know.
Has a certain something.
Maybe the magic is in your inability to verbalize what it is about her that you find so alluring.
No, I think it's her. I think it's something in her bones or blood.
I know it's lost in translation, but last time you visited her, I heard you whispered something in her ear.
Not going to tell you. Not going to tell you.
Okay.
Umlaut, our time is drawing to a close, but I must know. Can you share the spell that keeps you young every day?
Well, it's not that there's anything magical. It's not redeemable, as it were. If I gave you the words, the incantation, it would not be something transferable onto you with your abilities. It's in my finite powers. I mean, had I learned about this when I was in my 20s, I would have started then, and I would have been much younger than I am now, being 4'4". I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I'm 350 years old, so I know where you're coming from. Now, I have to ask, you think I got a shot? Do you think if I just, like, if I got to the end of the day and I'm about to go to bed and I just sort of, like, gave myself a plucky smile and thought, you're just as young as you feel?
Well, I would think you being an actual wizard, I'm happy to give you the words, because if anyone can turn magic into magic that's micro magic and not so impressive and make it something special, I would think that you, a wizard, could. I feel like I'm talking to a master chef and I'm just giving you the ingredients for gruel, but here we go. If you want them, I'm happy to pass them on.
I mean, you never know. I'm always learning. I'm always growing. I'm not finished. I'm still on the journey of my life. So if I can learn something from you, what a wonderful gift.
I will say it. I have noticed, Usador, in the last half year or so, every day you've looked much worse.
What?
Than the day before.
You think I'm aging rapidly now?
I don't know if it's aging or what, yeah. But just there's something. Every day I'm like, what happened to him today?
Chunt, are you agreeing with this?
I understand getting defensive. You have varicose veins in your neck. I mean, it's bad.
Well, you know, it's been a stressful time.
Sure.
There's an animal war and there's a wizard war and,
Who wore it best?
Boy. I hear what you're saying, and, Umlaut, I beseech thee. I need your magic. Please share this wisdom with me, and I shall do my best to incorporate it into my known life.
It's a simple three-word Latin incantation. Latin seems to work really great. I don't know why.
Huh.
Okay. It's simple. It's Carpe Faustium Lepus.
Carpe Faustium Lesos.
Lepus.
Lepus. Carpium.
Carpe. Do you need to write this down?
Let me write it down.
Or carpe. Maybe get some charcoal and tattoo it into your forearm, perhaps.
Okay.
With a let needle. Me
see. Maybe like phonetically? Like you sort of. Can you say it phonetically?
Carpe.
Halibut.
Have you ever learned, Usador, have you ever learned a spell before? Why is this so hard for you?
What are you talking about? I've learned thousands of spells.
I know. They always sound fucking made up. Have you been saying any of these spells correctly?
Of course I'm saying them correctly. I know all of my magic spells.
What's the one that you just learned? What is the one you just learned?
It started with, Cripple.
Umlaut, thank you so much for being here today. You have been just so humble, so gracious, such a wonderful sorcerer, and dare I say, maybe the best magic user I've ever met. Yeah, and as a gift, as a gift from us to you, Arnie, can you hand me that pouch over there?
Sure, yeah. This one?
Excuse me. And Arnie, can you say something like silly or dumb? Just anything, just like knock knock, like one of your jokes you do. Knock,
oh
knock.
Sure, knock knock. What happened?
Here, Arnie, why don't you add to it?
Why don't you say something, Chunt?
Why don't you say something, Chunt?
Here, Usador.
What should I say to make myself throw up?
He's gonna make him. He didn't.
Or just think about when I say who wore it best. That seemed to really upset you. That did it. There you go. And tie a little ribbon on it. Umlaut, this is our gift to you.
A satchel, a bouillabaisse of different stomach bile from a badger, a wizard, and a time traveler. I'm going to save this. I don't know when or where I shall open this up, like a fine Chablis that has been aged in a cask in the bottom of the ocean in a pirate ship that was attacked by a kraken. But someday I shall taste and savor this and think of you three and think of what a fine evening this was in this inn, this tavern, speaking so much about our effluvium and biles.
Yeah, it was a good conversation. Since your feet don't touch the ground, and I haven't really seen you propel yourself, do you need me to give you like a little shove, like to get some momentum?
You weren't paying attention. I have touched the ground. I'm not in perpetual hoveration.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't.
Yes. No, that's all right. It's hard for you to see the floor from your booster chair. So I understand that's a bad angle with these wide tables. But I do move so lithely that it looks as if I'm on casters or perhaps hovering at all times. Part of the sorcerery was taking ballet classes. So I have a very good core.
Wow.
But yes.
You, sir, you ever take ballet for your magics?
Yeah, you've got to be lithe if you want to cast spells. You got to be able to move.
didn't really answer my question.
Carpe faucium lepus.
Carpe faucium lepus.
Okay.
He's not going to get it.
I got it.
Okay, he gets one day. He'll get one day. He's not going to remember that.
Tomorrow you will wake up and feel as young as the day before.
Great.
And forever after, if it works.
Yeah, I lost it.
Yeah, no. Oh, sunsetting. He's sunsetting.
Maybe if you translate, it translates to seize the rabbit's throat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can remember that for sure.
I know what you're thinking, but this really is unscripted. I'll give you a moment to collect your jaw from the floor. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chaunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Umlaut the Sorcerer was played by special guest Brad Sherwood from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Jeffrey Bownett, Zach Black, Maya Porat-Stolte, Jamie Quest, Nicholas Kilwald, Francesca A., Rowden the Croden, distant relative of Bowden the Cronut, Courtney Campbell, parentheses like the soup. I could go for a bowl of Courtney brand lobster bisque. Stefano Bolticiano, Josh Hewitt, and Brent Dudziak. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. And since you've been good today, you don't have to listen to a clip. You're welcome. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode stitched together from various scraps and disconnected scenes. I'm looking at you, Rogue One. By Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.